Diplomatic measures are proceeding on multiple fronts to defuse the crisis in Ukraine. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry met with Ukraine's new government in Kiev today. NATO members have scheduled talks tomorrow with Russian officials. The EU's 28 heads of state and government will hold an emergency meeting Thursday to decide whether to impose sanctions against Russia. And the U.S. Senate is preparing legislation to provide support to Ukraine. Let's get details on that with New Jersey Senator Robert Menendez, who chairs the Senate Foreign Relations Committee. Senator Menendez, thanks for joining us on Newsworks Tonight.
Great to be with you, Dave.
Senator, what form would that support take from the U.S.?
Well, the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, in a bipartisan effort, is preparing a package first to support Ukraine and working with the administration to authorize loan guarantees of up to $1 billion as part of a coordinated effort with the European Union to help stabilize Ukraine's weak economy. We're also putting in place changes needed to leverage significant support from the International Monetary Fund to the Ukraine. And we're creating authority to transfer some additional funds within the current budget to provide assistance to Ukraine's civil society and in preparation of its May elections. The flip side is a menu of sanctions that the committee is coming up with that the administration could deploy to hopefully change Russia's behavior, including sanctions on senior Russian officials, which would include freezing of assets, the withholding of visas for travel, suspension of the sales of military-related and dual-use items, withholding of U.S. investment assistance via loans, credit, such as OPIC and EXIM. And if Russia continues to persist in not only its invasion of Crimea, but to the possibility of moving further into eastern Ukraine, calling on a NATO arms embargo that would politically and economically isolate Russia.
Senator, President Obama said today that there's room for Ukraine to be a friend of both the West and of Russia. And that kind of sentiment has markets worldwide reacting positively today as the players seem to move back from the brink. How do you and the Senate Foreign Relations Committee assess the benefits of both the stick and the carrot?
Well, it's incredibly important here to both have an open door for the Russians to move away from their present course of actions and to provide for the diplomacy and an off-ramp, so to speak, for the Russians. By the same token, as we continue to say that we want a diplomatic solution and that we are willing to engage in any legitimate concerns that Russians have over Russian nationals or Russian-speaking Ukrainians in the Crimea and in eastern Ukraine, that at the same token, there must be a very clear message to the Russians that this is unacceptable.
You've stressed that this is a bipartisan effort, yet Vladimir Putin reading the political tea leaves in the United States, with many, especially Republicans, taking the Obama administration to task for not being more forceful overseas. Do you suspect that Putin may be emboldened by that sense of internal divide here?
Well, I can assure you this, in the Senate, as it relates to Ukraine, in both assisting the Ukraine and providing a sanctions menu for the administration to be able to use with the Russians should they not deter their course of action, there is broad support. There may be those who criticize overall foreign policy and the lack of greater engagement or greater actions earlier on, but that will not diminish, in my view, for those who hold those views, that will not diminish support of the initiative that we are pursuing here. So Russia should understand that in this respect, the Senate is united, as is the Congress.
Do you suspect there's an appetite for military intervention among your New Jersey constituents or in the nation at large?
No, I don't think that in this case, especially under these circumstances and what's already happened, there is any appetite for the use of military force. But the good news in that respect is that Russia is no longer the Russia of old. Under what was the Soviet Union, a command and control economic structure was somewhat impervious to being economically buffeted from without. The reality is that Russia's economy is far more integrated, and as such, there are real consequences that can be levied on the Russian economy that can make Putin recalculate if he has a very clear sense from the United States and our European allies that we are committed to that course of action if we cannot get him to a diplomatic settlement.
Of course, Ukraine's financial situation is dire. Its minister, finance minister, says the country needs $35 billion to get through this and next year, and he's meeting with the International Monetary Fund officials. In that context, to what extent will this $1 billion in loan guarantees from the U.S. really get to the heart of the matter for them?
Well, clearly, the bulk of any funding will come to the IMF. This is to send a very clear message both to the Ukrainians and the IMF that we place a high enough authority to come up with $1 billion a loan guarantee, and that we want to see the IMF move in a direction that both obviously helps Ukraine meet its economic challenges and also creates the budgetary and other economic reforms that are necessary for such a significant investment, which I think is also another message to the Russians. The Russians have significant investments in the Ukraine. They'd have to think about a Ukraine that would default on large sums of money to the Russians, and what the Russians would be inheriting in the absence of an international monetary fund and a Western effort to help Ukraine.
Senator Menendez, thanks so much for joining us to shed light on NewsWorks Tonight.
Thank you.
That's New Jersey Senator Robert Menendez. He chairs the U.S. Senate Foreign Relations Committee.